Many of Jesus' disciples were listening, who were listening, said, "This thing is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the ones who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied Jesus. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe, and we are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please hold seated.
Many of the disciples left Jesus because they find the word of Jesus hard. Because previously Jesus says, you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life. And they asked, "What are you talking about?" They left. And Jesus asked those who remained, What about you? "Will you stay here?" And Peter says, "Yes, not. You have the word of life." Many times you don't see, but we believe. That's our faith. It happened in Italy. There was one church last century. There was one priest after consecration. And he had just a second of doubt. Is it possible that consecrated the chalice, become the blood of Christ? And did the real blood come out from the chalice? And today, if you have a visit in pilgrimage in Italy, you can see that chalice still there, an altar, if the remain of the blood is still there. As many times you want to see St. Thomas also, "I won't believe unless I touch his wounds." He doesn't believe. All the disciples say, "We saw him. He's risen." Thomas said, "No way." The second time, Jesus appeared. "Come, Thomas." You see, many times we want to touch, when to feel. There are times Jesus that has felt, that has experienced. At times, it's not exactly what you want. He is in our midst. Miracles done when we have mutual love. Many broken families, when they start to pray together, and what Mother Teresa says, we'll stay together. I met one family in Medjugorje. They were from Canada. Vancouver. The man, Scott Patrick, is a car dealer, lots of money. They got 3 children, all faded glory. One opium, the other one drink, the other one divorced many times. And this couple, they thought money can save. But no way. once they went down to USA for a retreat, just in the retreat, they heard one message. Please, all family, please stay and say your prayer in the evening together. At least you two couples. So, at least the last row, they start the prayer. And eventually they went to Medjugorje at their conversion over there. What happened later? The children changed. The boy taking drugs in school, he was kicked out. The other boy, drink, because he's a footballer, American footballer, you can see. After the game, drink. All being alcoholic. After a couple of years, they change. And this parent asks, what changed you? They say, when I saw you both kneeling down and pray the rosary, it touches our hearts. You see, Lord Jesus is so true, says the family that prays together stays together. And Jesus warned us today, the gospel, eat his flesh, drink his blood. Man means we have kind of love until you die of yourself for others. Jesus, he died for us on the cross. So he gave his whole life to us through the Eucharist. Wholeness. Not just some part, no. All. So if our love for our neighbor is complete, forgetting our own selves, with the help of Jesus, just to serve, to listen, give a helping hand, Jesus will save all things. But first of all, you be the Christ. You be the one being the first one to love. And Jesus said, love one another as the way I love you, means when our love should be unconditional and always being the first one to love. But when you try hard to do these things, miracle comes. It happens so many times. So just, although you can't see, but you have to believe. The word of God is so true. What Peter says, Lord, it's in your word that we believe. So at times, our faith is weak, but still tell Jesus, Lord, we trust in you. Because you love us so much, and we want to share your love with our neighbor. Give us a grace. The most important time to practice is not yesterday, neither tomorrow, but today. Try to live better. I like the words of Mother Teresa also to the priests in the sacristy. These big words for us priests. Today, when you say your Mass, as if it's your first Mass, your last Mass, a unique Mass, is so true. Not only for us priests, also for the nuns. They have to follow, not only priests can have to follow. Everybody, you too, as if today is your first Mass, your last Mass, and your unique Mass. But you say, I'm still young. But many young people can go away today, right? We don't know. Be practical. Jesus is very practical. Live well every present moment. Is that the way that we can follow the will of God? We can enjoy life because we love at least this present moment. Offer your life to the Lord every present moment.